Jeff Blankmanet talking here today with Macy Rasmussen. She is our Spotlight Athlete of the Month for the month of January. So, Macy, congratulations on that, and appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you.
You bet, Macy. We're talking to you mainly because of your success on the wrestling mat. You have had a tremendous start to your freshman season. What's it been like here so far this year for you?
I think it's pretty good, and I look forward to see how things are going to keep going.
Were you nervous at all coming into here? You've had a lot of success as a youngster in wrestling, but you're a freshman heading in and stuff to your freshman season. So were there nerves, or were you still pretty confident on how good you could do?
I was pretty nervous for my first match, or for my first meet, but after that, I was pretty excited for the rest.
How'd you settle in on that first one?
I felt it out and just did what I needed to do.
So before we dive completely into you with wrestling, let's talk a little bit about Macy Rasmussen and let our listeners get to know you a little bit. You go to school at IKM Manning. You wrestle, though, for Audubon. So tell me a little bit about your family, brothers, sisters, mom, dad. What can you tell us about your family?
I have an older sister, and Kaylee, and I have a twin brother, Jonathan, who also wrestles. Okay. And my parents are very supportive.
Okay. So who wins in wrestling, you, your brother, John?
It depends on the day, really.
Did you two kind of grow up wrestling with each other and against each other a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about more than that in a second. I know your sister Kaylee's really fast in track, so do you race with her much?
Not really.
So track's not your thing?
No.
What other sports do you play then and participate in?
Softball and volleyball.
Okay, what do you like about both of those sports?
I like how I get to be on a team with other people and how they're like all around me and they get to support me.
So I'm assuming wrestling is your favorite sport, right?
Yep.
When did you start wrestling and who got you involved in it?
I started wrestling 7 years ago, and mostly it was my brother who started getting me into it.
Okay, so did it start in the house and you two wrestling each other, or did you go to watch him wrestle and then kind of get involved?
It started with he started, and then he always would need a partner when he wrestled at home. So I was it, and then a year later, I went out.
So did you know right away that you really enjoyed the sport of wrestling?
I think so.
What do you like about it, and how quickly did you learn that you enjoyed wrestling?
I like how a lot of people are supportive for it and how you're always getting pushed and you have to push yourself.
So it sounds like you traveled and did quite a few tournaments when you were younger. What age were you when you went to your first tournament?
Six or seven, I think.
6 or 7 years old. Were you successful right off of the bat? And you probably wrestled a lot of boys back then, I'm guessing, as well.
I think, so I wrestled a lot of boys. And my first couple tournaments, I placed maybe like fourth or third. But then later in the season, I started getting better and placed higher.
How did you start getting better at such a young age? What do you attribute that to?
A lot of, we would go to practices about 3 times a week and wrestled everyone in the room almost and had good coaches. And I went to multiple camps and stuff.
Who's kind of been coaching you through most of your life then and the different coaches you've worked with?
When I was little, it was John Martin and Justin Kosky mostly, and now it's John Martin and Marissa Soder.
So Mr. Martin's been with you your whole career. How nice is that to kind of always have him to lean on a little bit if you have any questions on anything?
It's very comfortable and very, and we're very close.
What do you feel like are your strengths as a wrestler?
I stay calm and collected during my matches.
How many tournaments did you win as a young kid? Because I heard you won 3 state championships. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that.
I won 5 state championships.
Okay.
And I won some at Twin Rivers. And a lot of, like, other smaller tournaments.
Did you travel out of the state much when you were wrestling as a youngster?
No, we mostly just stayed in Iowa.
Stayed in Iowa. What was it like, you know, being on that circuit where you were gone a lot on weekends and wrestling a lot and traveling? Was that really fun for you?
I mean, yeah, it was kind of fun, but after a while it would get kind of exhausting.
How many months out of the year did you wrestle?
From like October, November to March.
Okay, so you were busy all winter long then. So what's the transition now to been like for you to wrestling on a high school team compared to what it was when you were doing youth wrestling and tournaments and traveling that way?
The tournaments are a lot bigger, and there's a lot more competition in high school, which is good because it makes me work harder.
Have you had to change how you wrestle at all, wrestling with now on a high school team, or is it everything kind of still the same for you?
I think it's mostly the same.
Okay. When did you kind of transition into getting more girls that you were wrestling against and now, of course, wrestling against all girls? And kind of talk about that transition for you.
I started getting more girls in 7th grade when I started junior high. The girls wrestle a lot different than the boys, so it was a lot like, it wasn't, they wouldn't as muscle me as much as a boy could.
What's been your favorite thing of being a part of this Audubon girls wrestling team this year?
I love how everyone's so supportive and so, like, exciting, and they're always there for you.
Do you feel any pressure being ranked so high? I think you're number 2 in state right now to have a great run at the state tournament and make state, or are you pretty grounded in, I'm just going out and doing my thing every match?
I mostly take it match by match, but I always am excited to see how I could get to state.
So let's branch away from wrestling here for a little bit. Let everybody get to know you. Of course, you're a freshman at IKM Manning. What classes are you taking this school year, and what really subjects do you really enjoy?
My favorite class is probably some math class, but I also enjoy physical science and English, and I'm taking an art class right now.
Okay, so who's teasing you standing there?
Soder.
Tell Coach. No, I'm kidding. So you said that math is probably your favorite class. How does math become your favorite subject?
I think it all just started, I caught on really well when I was little, and I've always been, like, good at math.
Okay. So what does Macy Rasmussen do for fun when she's not wrestling and she's not in school and, you know, maybe hanging out with friends or something? What's your favorite things to just do to have fun?
Mostly hang out with my friends or just stay at home and watch TV.
Favorite TV shows?
Friends.
Friends. Wow. Okay. What is it about Friends that you enjoy?
I think it's just a funny TV show, and it's easy to binge watch.
Have do you relate to one of the characters on there very much?
I don't really know.
No, you just enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what do you do when you're hanging out with your friends then? What's kind of the fun thing that you and your girlfriends like to do?
We mostly either we would go to each other's houses and like watch TVs and watch movies and just like talk about stuff.
Okay.
Or sometimes we go to the rec.
What do you play and what do you do when you're at the rec?
Sometimes we play volleyball or we just like mess around.
Okay. What's your favorite position in volleyball?
A setter.
Setter. Okay. What are your skills as a setter? Tell me a little bit about that.
I'm still really learning about it.
Okay. Have you played volleyball for very long?
I think I started in fourth grade.
Okay. So you've been around that sport a long time as well. You mentioned that you watch movies. What's your favorite movie?
Moana.
Okay. Tell me why.
Because it's like a tropical movie and it's summer and it's like warm outside. I don't know.
Makes you think about summertime, right?
Yep.
Okay, so two last questions for you here. One, I know it's wrestling season, so you can't eat, you know, all of the foods you probably like. So when season's over, what's the first food you want to enjoy?
A McFlurry from McDonald's.
There you go. Favorite flavor?
Oreo.
Okay. And number two, Beans Coach Soder's been kind of teasing you this whole time. What's the move you're going to use to take her down once we're done with the interview?
A fireman.
All right. Well, I tell you what, it's been great following your year this year as a freshman. I appreciate you joining us here. I know you're got like a minute before practice starts. So thank you very much for the time and congratulations again on being our Brinks Cabinet and Design Spotlight Athlete of the Month for the month of September.
Thank you.
You bet. Macy Rasmussen again with the Audubon Wheeler Girls Wrestling Team and an IKM Manning student.